Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
We'll be right back. Ding 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 be quiet, 'cause everything is nothing till you realize it's something you want.
I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Thank you. sweats running down your neck. Heated couplings in the sun.
Or is that untrue?
Colder couplings in the night.
Never saw your body.
Your kiss so sweet. Your sweat so sour. Sometimes I'm thinking that I love you. But I know it's only lust. The change will do you good. I always knew it would. You know the change will do you good. You know the change.
My mother often told me, she said, angels have bonded your life away. She said I would accomplish just the trust in God and pray. Well, I'm on the King's Highway and I'm trying to bear my burden away. But you know I cannot keep from crying some. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. I saw it when she first left me, I would grieve for a little while. Soon it would be all over and I'd journey on with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older and I think of what I told her, can't keep from crying sometimes. My heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. My mother, she's in glory, thank God I'm on my way. My papa, he is gone too, and my sister, she could not stay. Well, I'm on the King's Highway, and I am traveling night and day. But I just cannot keep from You know, I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears, and I just cannot keep from crying sometimes.
gonna see me smile. Better days will come. Better days will come. Better days are coming around. Better days will come. Better days will come. Better days are coming around.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
This old town should have burned down in 1929. That's when we stood in line, waiting for our soup, swallowing our pride. This old town should have burned down in 1931, when the rain refused to come. Air filled up our bellies, dust filled up our lungs, and we thought our time had come. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. This old town should have burned down in 1944, when the last men went to war. They came back different, if they came back at all. This old town should have burned down in 1956. That's when the Twister hit. All our hopes were buried beneath the boards and bricks, and we almost called it quits. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. Somewhere in the distance, the city lights do shine. Sidewalks gleam with neon dreams that fall from time to time. And when my children's children ask me why I didn't go, I say the heart of any town is the people that you know, and they always call you home. This old town was built by hand in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands.
The times we had, oh, when the wind would blow with rain or snow, were not all bad. We put our features where they had to go.
The chatter tone, follow and close. تاني أنا حد تاني من كلمة واحدة يوم قلتها لي دخلت قلبي وشغلت بالي روحي راحت لي
Eu diria cambiar amor de otro. Si busca toma sentir un amor, el amistito si bombo atrás. Eu te quero um mundo é outro. Se busca toma sentir um mundo, ela me se torce. Bumom, bumom, bumom. Pra quebrar, aí eu foronta. Aí eu foronta. Fica a canhota de foronta. Aí eu foronta. Mamá. Aí eu foronta. Fica a canhota de foronta. Cacheu da Silva Civil, vovô maninho, ele que te viciante. O sol está no fundo de mar, e a Fátima Cabral falando, caminho está diante, oh, Deus que acompanhou de meu filho. Aí eu foronta, aí é foronta, diga canhota de foronta. Aí eu foronta.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita.
Então corre, a batida é minha. Cheguei primeiro, no ruim faz a pezinha que é tudo. Dinheiro, solto na Babilônia, lá procura paz. Perder o manual, e agora como faz? João e Maria, cheio de regalia. Entrou no conto do canalha que fazia acontecer. Agora é artista, não se mistura com a plebe. Domingo no Faustão, terça-feira na Hebe. E a Tim Botafogo, apartamento Ipanema. Uma vida de bacana se eu entrasse pro esquema. Mas eu busco na raiz, e lá tá o que eu sempre quis. É um saco de dinheiro que me deixa feliz. E sim, a força do samba, a força do rap. O MC que é partideiro, o bumbo que vira esquete. É meu som, que mostra muito bem o que eu sou. Onde cresci, onde ando, onde fica, onde vou.
A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita. A procura da batida perfeita.
chegando, a chapa esquenta. O tempo passa, mas a evolução é lenta. Mas não tenho pressa, a velocidade é essa. Não é nada nesse mundo, compadre, que me estressa. Porém, há um caso diferente que envolve toda a minha gente. Não ser bucha de ninguém, ficar do lado do bem. Atitude, amor e respeito também. Eu vou no samba, é gente fã. A diferença é clara, a gente fuma e eles fama. Proteja a raiz pra que tenha bons frutos. Já diz o velho ditado, quem tá junto, tá junto. E eu tô junto, e junto carrego meu orgulho. Suburbano convicto, sei meu lugar no mundo. Há coisas que o dinheiro não paga, cê sabe como é. Tipo eu e minha preta, só no rolê.
¿Cuál es el ritmo perfecto? ¿Dónde está? No sé. ¿Se existe un bifarfait? ¿Se ve? ¿Se existe? D'accord.
¿Could this be the perfect beat?
El ritmo perfecto.
My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church. Then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun, and when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk, and as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a..."